Hello, and welcome to Gravel Knits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is February 24th, 2022. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers.
And tonight we're doing e-beers.
Woohoo!
I can't help it and think like e-bikes. I don't know. It's been on my brain a lot lately too, but I'm like, it's e-bike beer night. I don't know.
Bike beer night. Well, we did talk bikes earlier, so there's that.
So, and it did snow today, and I was like, oh, I want to play in the snow. It's fluffy.
I know. It's perfect. Like, I actually saw a guy out with like a leaf blower blowing snow.
Nice. I think my neighbor was doing that too. He got out both that and a snowblower because he's very passionate about his lawn maintenance and snow maintenance.
So what beer are we going to have first?
I think we should do the IPA first.
Sure.
I feel like it'd feel too harsh after this other one because the second one's going to be a little sweet. Elysian Brewery.
Yeah.
And it is the Day Glow IPA. So they have a series of these. And they have wild cans. This one has a tiger with like lasers coming out of its eyes and like crazy colors.
Like wonderfully 80s neon colors.
Accurate. It's fun. That's a great way to put it.
I would have picked it based on the can alone, probably.
Yeah. So I'm going to give this puppy a try.
Yeah.
Or I guess I should say kitty since it has a tiger on it.
There you go. Dripping with tropical, sunshiny, mosaic, and sparkling touches of Eldorado and Centennial hops.
This is kind of like a lot sweet, like a fruity sweetness to it that I didn't expect. I like it. I just didn't really read anything. I was like, it's an E, and it's a cool looking can, and I like this brewery.
It's very... Definitely has like the citrusy bitterness to it, but still light.
It's light, but it's also like fluffy when I drink it. I had to take a few sips because maybe it's just the phone, but it tastes fluffy.
No, I know what you mean. It's kind of got like the big effervescentness to it that has the carbonation going.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. Interesting texture. I like it.
It's pretty good.
I really want to drink this in like a really hot day.
It would have to be,
like a hot patio.
It'd be a good patio and
maybe some fun appetizers.
Fun appetizers.
Possibly with something crunchy.
Ooh, some like queso nachos. Or something. Yeah. There we go. Well, with that, I think we should do a cheers. To cheers the sheep for the wool.
The shepherds
for their dedication.
And the sheepdog.
And the beer that keeps the world happy.
Yay!
Yes! Cheers.
I forgot it was the other line I was supposed to say.
That's okay. You got to say both this time.
We toasted in the round.
Yes.
It's getting musical. Well, now that we have our beverages, Kelsey, how are you?
You know, I'm pretty good. It has been a snowy day. I am home alone. I haven't been home alone in a long time. My husband is out removing snow. Because like the 1 inch that they thought we were supposed to get has turned into like 3.5.
Yeah, and it seems to still be kind of going last I looked. Like it's calmed down quite a bit, but it's still kind of.
So we could be in for a little bit.
Okay.
Which means I'm going to go ride my bike outside tomorrow.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I had determined that I haven't ridden outside since we were in Colorado. And I might want to do that at some point.
Where are you going tomorrow?
Not sure. It'll depend if I end up taking a half day or a whole day. If it's a half day, I'd probably hit up like Sycamore for the whole day, and then probably Big Creek. I'm just excited for another chance to go play in the snow.
Me too. I was worried that we weren't going to get one.
I know.
I even took my studded tires off, but I put them back on.
How
Okay. There's just been a lot going on, and Brian is gone the next few weeks for army training, and I've really been incredibly fortunate to have people helping me. Brian's parents are letting Riker stay overnight so that I can still do my job in the morning because I can't wake up toddler at 4 a.m. That's terrible.
Right.
It's, I don't know, it's been hard. It's weird not being next to him at night. Like, his bed's right across the hall from me, and it's just been a lot this time.
Well, I think it's different this time around because Riker kind of understands more of what's going on.
That too, yeah. So, yeah, it will be fine, but right now it just feels like a lot.
You know what? Take every day as it comes, each one, and you'll get through it.
I will. And we'll probably go sledding this weekend and it'll be a blast.
Yes, absolutely. Although it is supposed to warm up, and so I don't know how long we'll have the snow for.
If I can go sledding tomorrow night, I'll be thrilled, but we'll see. Because it's going to warm up quick. I think Sunday it's going to be like in the 50s. Fahrenheit, 50s Fahrenheit.
Yes. 50th Fahrenheit.
I listened to another podcast that's in Canada, Northern Knits, and they always talk about Celsius, so I'm trying to
Trying
make sure to
to.
clarify in case. Yeah, so announcements. The pigskin party is done.
It is.
Yeah. So there was a last challenge that I would have completely missed if it wasn't for Kelsey.
Like, hey, you might want to look at
And
this.
that like doubled my score, tripled my score, almost tripled my score.
Almost tripled.
I was under 1,000 and I ended up at 2,979. So you're allowed to count a whip that had at least 2,022 stitches.
Which I thought was pretty fun. That was a nice
Which,
little bonus.
yeah, it was super fun. I don't know if I've ever calculated my stitches on like the top of a top-down sweater.
Oh,
There's a lot
man.
of increases in thinking, but it didn't take me long to be like, all right, I'm already there. Like I'm already there. I'm good.
I figured, on average, especially like fingering weight, you're gonna have like 160 plus stitches around. So as long as you did like 14 rounds, you were good.
I definitely have. So I don't know, 10 rows away from splitting for the sleeves.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that one. I'm excited
I'm
about all of them.
excited.
Yeah, so Kelsey, how'd you end up?
I ended up with 5,540.
Excellent.
I went on a finishing spree there towards at the end.
Good job.
Well, and then I was able to also get that bonus. So it was, yeah, any unfinished whip, like you said. So I had one that fit it pretty well. Say that she'll be coming out with her episode of all like the final prizes and stuff soon. So.
Nice. Yeah, I'm like halfway through, I think, the episode before that. Because she talks about, like, hey, when this is published, it'll be over. And she talked about it a little bit, but.
But it was definitely fun, and I'm glad that I participated.
Me too. I thought it was a lot of fun. I think in future years, now that I kind of know about it, I might do better at some of the bonuses and stuff.
And I think part of that, yeah, once you've done it, I think you can, kind of get a better feel for what things are going on with it and how that might work into what you're
Yeah.
currently knitting and
Yeah, and plan my projects better. Like do some more team colored stuff because that's fun to me. I just didn't really.
Well, it was pretty easy to say for some of my stuff. They were like, teal and gray or teal and silver. And it's like, okay, there's a team color or red and black. There's a team color.
That's true. I think I had a few, but and it'd be fun just because it might make me try some different colors.
Oh, for sure. How cool would it be to like knit something in every NFL team's colors at some point in the season?
Oh man. That should be like an option on there, and you can get like extra points for doing all the NFL teams. There's a lot though, but hey, it's possible. It's 5 months.
It's totally possible. I actually, oh, it's too bad I didn't pull it up. In the forum towards the end, in the huddle forum, everyone was kind of doing a, or at least a bunch of people were doing like a tally of everything that they had knit during the pigskin party. So I was looking through, I knit 17 hats.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Two sweaters, two headbands, a pair of fingerless mitts, a bottle cozy, two shawls, a skirt, a pair of pants, and two pairs of socks.
That's
I didn't
awesome.
realize I knit that many things at that time.
Well, that's awesome.
Was fun.
Any other thoughts on the pigskin party?
Two thumbs up, highly recommend.
Yes. That's perfect. I just wanted to say a quick congratulations. This will be probably a little delayed. Keep Calm and Carry Yarn has reached their 100th episode.
Oh,
So
that's
they're like already
awesome.
one past it, but I still wanted to say congratulations. That's
Still,
really cool. That's
congratulations to Keep Calm and Carry Yarns.
so Keep Calm and Carry Yarn is mother and daughter. Vivian's the mother, Allison's the daughter, and Allison crochets and Vivian knits.
Well, congratulations, Allison and Vivian.
Yeah,
Yay!
this is really awesome. And they've done it like living in different countries, across the country. Like
Pretty
it's been a really
impressive.
cool journey.
I should start listening to them again for real.
They're fun. And their BuzzFeed quizzes are kind of fun too.
Ah, that's my favorite part.
Just quick reminder, we are doing a year-long fiber challenge. This is about reducing your stash or trying to be at zero. And I think Kelsey's got a little summary set up from
I
her nifty pivot table.
do. Caitlin has taught me about pivot tables, and now they've become my life.
They're kind of amazing.
We actually have three participants so far that have entered on our sheets that are not URI.
Nice.
Yeah. Shannon is leading, and they have negative 114 yards. Go, Shannon.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And let's see. Yep. So there are five of us on the scoreboard right now. And Shannon's leading. I am not currently losing.
Let's say I'm higher than you two. I just haven't updated both spreadsheets yet.
Oh, it's because you got your new yarn recently.
Yeah, so my I'm in last. I'm in last by about 500 meters or 400 yards. I don't know. 400 or 500 either way. Yes.
Yes, you're right.
But that's
And
okay. I still feel like I'm
exactly.
already doing better because I'm aware of it and just aware of how fast my output is versus my input.
That's what I'm finding most interesting by keeping track of this is just simply the input and output amounts. I didn't realize exactly quite how much I had knit or I knit, like yardage wise. It makes me almost want to consider stash dash.
You should. Why not?
We'll see.
I'll
I'll
do
give
it
it a
with you
try.
too.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not planning on, I don't know. I'll do as much as I can and it'll be fun.
Well, fortunately, I have a good number of like mostly finished but not finished projects sitting waiting.
Oh man, I wonder if I could work on my sweaters and get them close.
Oh,
That'd
I
be
bet you
cool.
could.
That would help me a little bit. If you do have any questions, we have a page on our website. If you are part of our Patreon, we have a channel dedicated to it as well. Otherwise, just message us with questions or if there's something we didn't cover, we
There's
will definitely get it added.
one of the things that we ask is for if it's a finished project, So your outgoing yardage is that you have a link to a picture, essentially, that you can show us proof that you finished, whether that be Facebook or Instagram, your own blog, or somewhere else. As long as you can give us a link to it, that's cool.
Yeah, and if you're having trouble with that, let us know, and we can help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And I kind of mentioned it, but we do have a Patreon, so check us out if you would like to support us on there. Otherwise, your reviews or letting people know about our podcast is another great way to support us.
Absolutely. We appreciate the help and the support. And I want to just real quick say, I've been paying attention to our listens to each episode. And we've had a lot of people going back and listening to old episodes lately. So we appreciate you for coming back, or if you're just joining us, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
All right, Kaylin, what have you been listening to?
I have been listening to Down Cellar Studio Podcast.
Yes. Which
kind of nicely ties into the conclusion of the Pigskin Party.
Ah, that's a good connection there.
She runs it. That is her make-along.
Yes.
And her podcast is super fun. She talks about a big variety of things.
I love that she talks. She does. She talks about what she has on her hooks and needles. So everything that she's working on. Always has, you know, a motive, like essentially a motivation or quote of the week. Kind of talks about what she's doing in her life.
Mm-hmm. And she has like goals that she talks about throughout the year.
Yes.
All sorts of things. And she knits a lot of like stuffies and things like that. And I think that's really fascinating to hear about. I think they have their own unique challenge.
It's so cool. She involves her family so much, whether the knitting for them or having them on the show. It's so cool how much she appreciates her and loves her family.
Yeah. And I don't know. I can't not think of her as Boston Jen, even though her name is Jen. She's always Boston Jen. And she has the funniest pictures. I love them. They're just so happy. They're fun. And they feel very authentic. So I'm into that. Yeah, so check Down Cellar Studio out.
I think you can find her on all the places too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got a great website. She's got a link tree on our Instagram. So
very active Ravelry forum.
So Kelsey, what you working on? Got any new cast-ons? What's brewing?
Well, I have one that's not on the list because I hadn't picked it up in a long time until right before we started
recording. That's fun.
I got my rainbow socks, Rainbow Rule of the World socks back out, baby.
Oh, wow.
And I'm finally cut my heel in. Yep. They've been finished, minus the heel. So I picked it back up, snipped one stitch, and then did an afterthought. And so the Rainbow Rule of the World, it's the inauguration colorway from Desert Mist Dye Works in their sparkle base. I don't think you can see this. Oh, maybe you can.
Yeah. And then what are you doing for the heels?
For the heels, I am using plain black.
Nice.
I kind of like the very sharp contrast with it.
I do too.
I'm excited. I kind of wish I had done black toe on it now too. But I think I have enough of both the black and the rainbow to do something together.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what comes next. So I'm on heel one of two. I'm just excited to have them done.
Yeah, so you're going to knock that out in no time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that afterthought heel a lot different than the forethought afterthought heel? Like, other than just cutting a row out, do you kind of just pick it up and go the same way?
It's exactly like
the other one just has scrap yarn.
The thing with putting in the forethought, afterthought heel is that like it gives you a little bit of extra space, if you will, I feel.
That makes sense because you got the extra row.
Not and like it's no noticeable true difference at the end, but it's just there. The only difference is whether you want to pick out the yarn that you knit in or if you just want to cut in and pick it out.
Well, and I think the true afterthought heel gives you a little more freedom after to decide where to put the heel to.
Yes, exactly. Because when you put the waist yarn in, you have to decide, okay, this is where I'm going to put it. And with the afterthought, you just snip. All I had to do is snip one, like half of one leg of half one stitch, and there you go.
Cool. I'll have to try one someday.
You should. I think you'll have no problem, especially with now that you've, done your frog and toe dyes.
It's true. That's the next step, I think. My way to my slow road to finding a sneaking project.
Well, I have got a steeking project going on, and I'm still scared of doing the steek when I get there.
Oh, you got it. That's gonna be awesome. Sorry, I sidetracked us. What is
No, that's all
your
good.
next masterpiece?
My next quote masterpiece I picked up here and just put a few stitches into while we're talking about it. I am making yet another 1898 hat. So that's by Christine Burns. You can get to the pattern on the Seamen's Church website, I believe. And it is a garter ear flap hat.
Cute.
And I had someone commission a couple of them. And so this is one in dark green. And it's going to either do, I haven't decided, light silver or dark silver yet as a stripe. I'm almost a third of the way done with the brim. So it's got that fold over brim, covers the ears.
They're kind of
Then
cute.
you graft it back together. And then you'll pick up and knit to the top. So, now that I've done a couple of these, they're kind of flying.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this one is out of Cascade 220 Heather
Okay.
in like a forest green. And the next one, or the silver color will either be a Debbie Bliss Cashmerino or a Cambria Unto the Hills, which is one of my favorite yarns, actually.
It's a cool name.
Right? It's super soft. Yeah, Cumbria Unto the Hills.
Cool.
So that is that one. Oh, and I actually did put the links into my notes this time, Caitlin.
Oh, man.
I'm going to call this my third and, well, not final project, because there's actually one other thing I want to talk about. Before I get to this one, I'll talk about that one. I am doing a bunch of spinning right now. I am almost done spinning the singles of the fiber I got in Colorado.
Okay,
And that
awesome.
is alpaca, Surrey, merino, and something else. And that is the Neapolitan spinning I'm doing.
That
It's
sounds
coming
very,
along.
very yummy.
Yeah. It's so pretty. Oh, it's got like this, it's got like a light brown and a little darker brown, white from the alpaca, and then like the merino is in a pink and like a bright dark fuchsia, which I am so in love with.
Yay.
I can't wait for it to be done. I'm spinning it up. I'm gonna just do, I'm gonna put make a center pole ball and make a two ply out of it, I think.
Okay.
So I can get the most yardage. Either that or I'm going to chain ply it. I haven't quite decided yet. But I've only got like an hour's more worth of spinning to do on it. So maybe I'll do it tonight when we get done.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Well, that's at least for spinning the singles. I still need to. Plying will take me several more hours.
Gotcha. That's something, though. That's awesome.
And it's so enjoyable. I had gotten out of the habit of spinning, and now I'm starting to get back there and really, really, really liking. The reason I had gotten out of it is because I keep getting caught in my knitting and being very monogamous with my projects. As in, most of this last week, I've been working on this last project, and that's my Susie cardigan by Megan Nodicker. You can find it on both Ravelry and Interweave Press, I believe. I am knitting it out of Cascade Eco Plus in the color Boysenberry, which is a very, very perfect name for the color. It has a cable that goes across the shoulders of it. So it is a top down for the most part, but you knit the cable section first across the back. I know you've seen the pictures, but look how pretty that is.
That is really fun. It's cool how different that cable looks than like traditional cables. It has like
Right?
really pretty softness to
So they're a 6/6 cable,
it.
which
Wow.
is a lot. I actually had to pull out an actual cable needle and use
For
it to hold
sure.
my stitches.
Yeah.
And for the first time ever, I actually blocked a piece. So I knit the cable section and then blocked it out and then picked up the stitches for the body. It has you do the cable piece back first, pick up for the back, pick up for the fronts, knit each of those separately, and then join once you get to the bottom of the arm sleeves or armhole.
Okay.
And then it's just knit flat to the bottom. So all stockinette down to the bottom until you get to a couple inches of ribbing. And then I picked up the sleeve. I
Yay.
finished the body today. I've got about 5 inches of sleeve on one sleeve so far. And it's fitting perfectly. I keep trying it on because I like it.
Good.
One thing I've noticed is that from the fabric where I had blocked it, like the yarn, like it's gonna soften so much once the whole thing is blocked.
Nice.
I'm excited for that. It's going to release a little bit. It's going to block out a little bit. I am going to make a modification and add pockets. I've never added pockets to a sweater before or anything I've knit before. So I'm really excited about it.
Yay.
There was someone else who had done pockets, and honestly, from the way her notes read, I think I will have no problem improvising something.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. I would look for, probably a finished object next week.
Yay.
Although the shawl collar is gonna be a little bit
Okay.
because you're gonna you pick up and do a 2x2 ribbing all through the front and around the neck.
Oh, okay. That's probably a big chunk.
Although it's only like 6 inches, 5 or 6 inches worth, so it won't be too bad.
Okay.
And I'm really enjoying knitting on a larger needle. I think that's what I have for what's brewing.
Nice. I got a case of the starditis.
Yes, woohoo!
Very much so. And I was trying to think about like the best way to talk about this tonight, like all week, because it's just like I really want to spend time talking about the projects, not just like listing like a bunch of things.
Right.
So I think I'm gonna just highlight a few and they'll all eventually be on the podcast as I finish them and all that. So I'm gonna start off with last episode I had finished my test knit for the Incredible Mittens, which they now have a different name. But anyways, a friend of mine saw them and loved them and wanted me to make them a pair. It's called a cinch now, which
Oh.
makes sense because it's so you knit the bitten, but you never do the. You have options. You can either decrease at the top, or you end up doing ribbing at the top, and then line it with some form of elastic. She's given a few different suggestions, so you can tighten it. But then you could also fold it down and tighten it over your fingers so that your fingers can stick out. So it's a neat, really neat project. And she's still kind of talking on the Discord chat for the test knit. And it's just so fun. She's like, "Hey fam, and this is so fun, guys. Thank you." And she's so fun. She's kept it really fun.
Oh, I see what you mean now. Okay, so you knit it so it would go to the end of your fingers, and you could either like cinch it down there or fold it back and gotcha. That's
So it's like
cool.
a convertible mitten. So I think it's a really neat concept. So I'm making a separate second pair. I'm actually using worsted weight, whereas I did an Aran weight, which really felt like a worsted
They're
anyways.
so similar depending on.
Yeah,
They
and I
can
got
be.
gauge with it, so.
That's what matters.
And she even said on the test net, she's like, you can hold yarn triple or double or use any weight, but this is what it's written for. I think she wanted the feedback for a variety of options. So,
That makes sense.
and I am doing Cascade 220 superwash effects. And so this one is forest and it's like a green, but it's like really speckly, but it's very concentrated speckles. But they're turning out really nice. And I'd probably be done with them, but I continued to have starditis. And I signed up for two test knits,
Look
which,
at you.
yeah, I don't know. They both just looked really fun. And one, I ended up having to wait for the yarn, which was cool. I've never knitted with Pearl Soho yarn before. And so they gave us a code if we wanted to do that. We didn't have to. So I thought it was worth the wait. And that is going to be for the positivity beanie, which I could talk more about later. I just started on the ribbing of the
Oh,
bottom.
that color is so pretty.
Yeah, I'm really loving the yarn. And it's like squishy and soft. And
And what weight is that?
it is fingering and it is the posy face, which I believe is merino. And I just must be like a looser knitter, which I know I am, but I had to do three swatches. And it would have been four, but I did not have any 3 millimeter needles. So I actually skipped down two and then I got gauge. So it's kind of, it was like a happy accident that it worked out. So yeah, I did knit three swatches and I was like, man, like I got these gotta dry tonight. But like the first one I like knew even before I still blocked it, but I was like, yeah, this isn't gonna, I need to go down. And I'm doing another one. I have not gotten gauge yet on it, but it is for these socks that I found on Yarn Pond. And I am using Fibernif Dyeworks Beguiled. It's like a sparkly base. It's a DK, they're DK socks.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a DK way, right?
And it's the only DK yarn I had with nylon.
Oh, there you
So,
go. But then is it a self-striping?
yes. And these are the designer's Ashley Retnam. And I'm excited. There's a really cool texture to the socks. And so that's kind of briefly going over them, but I'm really excited about them. I will talk more later. And I think the last thing I want to talk about is I have just been obsessed with thick socks.
Yes, you
So
have.
that the DK Testament is so perfect because I've just been obsessed. So I've done two different socks of the Thicksgiving socks. And I was like, okay, I love these, but maybe I could branch out and see what some other designers have done for like Hell Double or even DK Weight. And so the next one I have done is the Thick Socks Three Ways by Dana Ray Makes. And I am loving them so far. There's three different textures that you can choose from. I'm just doing the first one. I'll probably do all three. And then there's a discount to buy her other set of three with it. So who knows? Maybe I'll make six pairs of socks.
Hey, you probably will, especially if you can hold things double.
Yeah, they go so fast. And I'm using Knit Picks Chroma Fingering, Drawing Room, and Wednesday. So Wednesday I'm using for the cuffs, toes, and heel.
What, see, I can't see it. What colors are they?
So Wednesday is like a gray black base. And then Drawing Room kind of looks like a sunset, but I'd say it's a little more brown.
Okay.
No, Drawing Room is the right color. I'm just describing it wrong. Drawing Room is a bunch of different shades of blue, and I actually thought it was going to be kind of darker looking, but against what I'm holding it double, it's kind of looks like cotton candy. So I'm
Okay.
holding it,
That's
yeah.
okay. Yeah, I've seen that. It does totally look like cotton candy.
I was mixing it up with my other socks. So I'm using West Yorkshire Spinners Signature 4-Ply in Honeysuckle, which is this bright, happy pink that I threw at Kelsey a few episodes ago because it
You
was
did.
on super sale on Lovecraft, so I bought us each one. And it's fun. They're very happy looking socks, and I like the pattern, and it's going great so far. I had to do some math because the smaller, like, uses the same size needles, but it was going to have like eight more stitches per round than what I was doing on my other socks. And this pattern, the first pattern at least, is stretchier than stockinette. So I figured out what I needed to do to get the same number of stitches in the heel. I found some neat like calculators online, and I looked through all three of my books, and they kind of had recipes, but it just wasn't like wasn't confident enough. So I got a few calculators too to make sure that I had it set up, because these are cuff down with heel flap and gusset.
Okay.
So I'm trying a different heel, trying a different pattern. I'm really liking it so far. I'm probably 4 inches into the leg, and I'm probably going to go 6 inches before I start the heel flap. I
I'm
think we'll see.
so excited about your sock knitting.
Thank you. Me too. It's been fun, and like I've really been wanting to have a purpose for all this chroma yarn I bought. Because I bought it because I was struggling with what color I wanted to make my Alaska hat, and then it's just sat because I haven't. And it's a single ply, but it's done really well holding it double with another. And it does have nylon on it, but it is a single ply. So that made me nervous, but I think they're doing okay. I've washed one pair twice, and they're still
Your
good.
first pair, you've been rocking a lot.
Yeah, I wore them like every day for a while.
That's the nice thing about wool socks is you can wear them every day for a little while.
Yeah, definitely. They're so cozy.
Can I give you a side story
Heck
since you
yes.
brought up the Alaska hat? A friend of mine is trying, like, she oh, there was one of those Instagram things where it's like the third picture on your phone kills you. What is it? You
Oh, I
know?
did that.
Yeah, I did too. And mine, I happen to be in Kansas City at the Crown Center, which is where Hallmark cards are. So
Oh, nice.
I posted my Hallmark cards one, and she's like, "Yeah, I would post the third one on my phone, but it's this evil chart that I think is going to kill me."
Oh,
I was like, "Oh, what are you working on that's got this evil chart?" And she's like, "Oh, it's the Alaska hat." It's like, dude, I had a hard time with that
I'm glad I didn't know any better when I started it, because I'm glad I knitted it.
I'm glad you did too. Your hat turned out so great.
It did. It was a good experience.
I want to
I
knit
think.
another one, honestly.
think I did it all while breastfeeding. I think it sat in Riker's room.
I think you're right. It was your breastfeeding hand.
That's so funny. So I think that's like I've got more. I'll include it in the notes if people are curious, but I think those are the big highlights of my new things.
Nice. You got a lot going on.
Yeah. it's funny because I was like, I have too much like on my brain. I can't start anything before I finish anything. And then I just started. Like I finished one thing and then started a bunch of more things, but it's going good.
Well, hey, you finished one thing, I guess, so.
Yeah, that's right. So, Kelsey, you got any FOs?
Have one.
All right.
It's the worst color combination in the world.
No. It's kind of like a bumblebee.
I guess if you phrase it that way, it is totally like a bumblebee.
Oh, because you're thinking Hawkeyes?
Yes.
Oh,
For anyone that doesn't know, I am a Cyclone fan, an Iowa State Cyclone fan. I apologize to any of you Hawkeye fans, but I'm definitely a Cyclone fan, and it's okay that I knit in yellow and black, but I'm not keeping it.
it's a commission, right?
But it is the first of the two hats I was commissioned to make for someone. And so this one, I love this hat. I'm gonna have to make another one for myself.
How is that bound together? Like the edge on that is really pretty.
So it's so fun. Without giving too much information, you cast on and you knit the brim sideways.
Okay.
So you knit the brim and then you essentially fold it up. And it's got some slip stitches in the middle of it.
No way, that's slip stitches.
Yeah, there are slip stitches here at the bottom
Okay, to
that
make that
give
texture.
the edge of it. Yep. And give it kind of that stability. But this one turned out the I have made another one prior to this one. So I'm on number three of the 1898 hats. And number two went much better than number one. I haven't kept any of them for myself, but I really do like the construction of it. And they fit over my ears well enough, and they're not like they don't move.
Nice.
I do think I'm going to have to make my own.
It is cute. It looks really cozy too.
This one I made slightly longer than the pattern originally calls for. It calls for like 5 inches after the brim, and I did six before you do the decreases. But I thought it turned out pretty well. I haven't put the yardage in yet, so there's like 200 yards that are gonna add in here soon.
Nice. Buy more yarn. Give
I don't need to buy
me a
any more material.
chance. I'm just gonna keep telling you to buy yarn because that's how I'm gonna get you. You
Oh, come on now. Maybe I
have to
won't
buy more than
finish.
me.
Maybe I won't finish
By a
anything this
lot.
year.
Okay.
That's all that I've got for finished objects.
There is so cute. I guess I kind of talked about this already, but I finished my second pair of Thanksgiving socks by Summerlee. And this is where I was kind of getting confused with the Vermont versus the drawing room colorway. So the Vermont colorway is the one I did use for my Alaska hat. So I did
Oh,
that.
that's the brownish one. Okay, gotcha.
And then the heels, I did double brown, which was the brown I knit all the way through, holding it double. Which was West Yorkshire Spinners 4-ply and their cinnamon stick. And then I actually frogged a sweater a while ago that has, yeah, that has wool rabbit, and I think it just says rabbit, which is kind of funny, and nylon. And so I was like, well, I'll give it a chance on the heels and see how they do.
Especially with you holding it double, like.
I think it's going to be okay. But since it's something I frogged and I don't know. I wanted to make sure that it was like worth it, that it would last before I like committed to putting that into more of the sock. Because I think it'd be easy to like pull the heel out and just re-knit it or patch it.
Right. Well, you do have like a head size ball of that yarn, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of it. And I think it's really good for holding double because I do think it's a little bit thinner than fingering.
I think you're right.
I don't know if I know enough to call it lace. I don't think it is. I think it's somewhere in
I would say
between.
it's probably light fingering.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite to lace, but it's definitely thinner. Cool. And then I finished a dishcloth.
Woo!
I finished the Doctor Who TARDIS dishcloth by Harley Narth, who is Lindsay. And I did that in 4 millimeter needles or US 6. I use Lion Brand's Re-Up Colorway Sky, and it is a lighter blue. So it's not quite a TARDIS blue, but it's the blue I had. And it ended up working out really well. You can see the TARDIS well. The TARDIS on the dishcloth is knitted in garter. So I think that was kind of smart because it makes it lay nice and flat. Yeah, so I thought it was a well-designed pattern and I liked it. And I'm pretty sure I am going to send it to my husband's aunt.
Oh, nice.
I think she'll love it. And she's crafty too. She's got one of those neat printer thingies and she's given us several things. But right when Riker was born, she got a elephant and printed on his ears, like his birthday and his weight and everything.
Aww.
And it's really cute. Riker loves it. Oh shoot, I have another one. I didn't need to scroll more down. So I finished the Shaikh's headband by Jennifer Berg. I actually wanted to do this for the BIPOC make along, but I ordered the wrong yarn, or ordered like one skein of the wrong size and fingering instead of DK. And so I had to wait for that. So I kind of missed it for the make along, but I still loved it and bought the pattern and knitted it, and it's done. And yeah,
And it's adorable.
so fun. I think it's my first headband and it fits really well. I did it a little bit shorter because I didn't put the twist in it,
Oh, okay.
but the twist is cool. It's Knit Circus Divine DK, rhymes with orms, chit rhymes with orange, chit chimney sweet, and Parfait's Glen. So they're all fun. So it's an orange, a light gray, and then kind of like this deep turquoisey green,
It's like
maybe
almost,
foresty green.
I was gonna say foresty green,
Yeah.
but like a lighter foresty green.
There we go.
It's really pretty. So pretty.
Thanks.
I stopped over at Caitlin's one day to pick up a beer for our last recording, and it was out blocking, and it was so pretty.
You. I hope I get good use of it, or I give it to someone. I'm not sure yet. It fits me pretty well though, so I might need to be mine.
It might need to be yours for real
Yeah,
because it's nice. Well, yeah. I
I'm so glad to finally knit one of her patterns. I love her Instagram and I love her patterns.
Very
So,
cool.
Kelsey, stash enhancements, what you got?
I almost made it. I went to the yarn store last week to get one of the cool things that came in a long tube.
Beads.
No, these are blocking wires.
Oh, that makes sense. That would have been a lot of beads.
Yep, it comes in a nice long tube, blocking wires.
That's nice so you can keep them together and safe.
Right. So I wanted to get those blocking wires so I could block out the cable piece for the
Okay.
back of the sweater. And I can't remember if it was last Wednesday or last Thursday. I went to the yarn store over my lunch because I wanted to get just the blocking wires. Well, turns out my car can get locked with the keys in the car, and I had to have my husband come save me. At least there was a set of keys at home. So I was like, okay, guess I have some time to spend at the yarn store while I wait for a call to get here. I got the blocking wires, obviously, but then I got a couple other things. So the green that I'm using for this other 1898 hat, I had a different lighter green that I had bought, but it wasn't quite as dark as I would have liked for this project. So I got Cascade Heathers in Forest Green. And then while we are not sponsored by Rowan, I swear I am out to try every Rowan yarn at this point. I got some Rowan Hemp Tweed in two shades of brown, like a lighter barley brown and like a darker, like dirt brown. And those are going to go into a hat. I'm really liking it, but it's knitting up pretty loosely. And so I need to use a different. I had cast on a hat while I was sitting there at the yarn store, but unfortunately it was going to be too big, so I'm going to frog that now. That's okay. It's a hat design, so I'm probably going to end up frogging it anyway. But those were my actual like stash enhancements. I also got two books. I got The Knitter's Book of Yarn by Clara Parks,
Excellent.
which I've only just started reading. I've made it like 3 pages in. And then I got the Vogue Knittings Dictionary number 2, which is all about cables.
Cool.
Because the hat pattern that I'm working on with that Rowan hemp, I want to have cables in, and I just kind of figured it'd be nice to have another glossary, if you will. So that's me.
Nice.
I'm so excited about
I'm
those
excited about the
books.
books. They sound really cool. And I love like looking at different stitch patterns.
I do too. I think I've got a handful of stitch dictionaries now that are just fun to like flip through if you need
Yeah.
some inspiration or something.
What I was gonna say. Yeah. Let's see. So for the test knit, I bought the test knit yarn, and then I also bought a third colorway. So for my peaceful hat, I am knitting the main color in this green. It's called Scythe. It is in the Pearl Soho Posy Base, and it is basil green, which I think is pretty true to its color.
I would say so.
Yeah, and there is a little bit of variation, but it's barely a semi-solid. It's pretty consistent all the way through, but it's really pretty. And I'm planning on knitting it with the pink nectar, which is a very soft, creamy pink. And then I just like the bellflower blue, so I also bought that.
That is a very, very pretty
Yeah.
blue.
I don't quite have a plan for it, but I'm just like, it's gorgeous. And after knitting with this yarn, I'm glad I got it because it feels so soft and squishy while you're knitting it. It's fun. And then I have always wanted to have some mohair. And since this is my year of the sweater, I bought a what I believe is a sweater quantity in Cypress Green of their tussock base. I don't have a plan for what I'm knitting it with. I'm not quite sure which letter. I've really looked hard at the sorrel, and one of the main pictures on there is knitted with a green mohair, and then this like it's held double with this fingering that's got a bunch of different little like speckly colors in it, but is also green. And so
You
I don't know if I'm
know,
just gonna straight copy that or if I'm gonna do something different, but I really like it.
was gonna say this is the time that we can go shopping in your random skeins, and we could put together like a fade or
Oh, that's
something that.
true. We were talking about that in the Discord.
Yeah, we could
Yeah.
go through your random skeins and probably throw together a fade for you or something that would be held with the green.
That could be fun.
Be perfect for the sorrel.
Yeah, because really, other than the top, it's just knit
Exactly.
or stockinette.
Something to think about.
I'm glad you reminded me. Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, I am probably 6 to 9 months out
That's
touching
okay.
it, so it gives us plenty of time to keep dreaming. So yeah, if anyone else has a thought that's listening, it could be
Definitely.
fun. And then I did get my Knit Circus yarn that I ordered in December, which they had to dye it, so that's why it took a little longer. But I got their rainbow colorway and then their eggplant, and it's like a sock set medium. So I'll probably have some socks with that. Who knows? Maybe I'll hold them double, but I don't know. Those might be fingering socks. I have a lot of socks on in it.
I was just looking at mine. I think I'm going to break those out after I finish these socks.
It is really fun to knit with sock sets.
It is. It gives you that little incentive that it's like, okay, they're already round. It's all set to go. Ooh, yeah, I think I need to pull out my new directions in sock knitting and see what might call there.
I need to knit some socks out of there for sure. I think I'm going to get through all this chroma yarn first, though. I don't know. I'm ready for it to have a job.
Just don't let it become a chore. Don't make it a chore. Make it fun.
Oh, no. What I'm really excited about is when I have kind of all the odds and ends, I want to make like a crazy scrappy pair.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
So that's kind of what is exciting me about that, too.
Well, especially with holding them double, you could have some very interesting Frankensocks.
Overs.
Do we want to do hangovers or should we start a new beer?
We sure should. All right. So the second one, I'm really mixing it up this time. I got a cider.
She's branching out.
So it's Sutliff Cider. So it's a pretty big brand. And it's a low-cal rosé. But the name is East of Ordinary.
Iowa's original cider.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had this one before, believe it or not.
Oh, gosh, I can't think of the name of these flowers. They're really pretty. They're on giant bushes, usually.
Like a hibiscus?
Yes, thank you. Pretty sure that's what those are. This reminds me of rosé wine.
I think that's their intention.
I think they nailed it. It's got the sweetness, but it also has, like, the nice, like, crispness to it, so it's not... like a Moscato would be, where it's overwhelmingly sweet. It's definitely sweet.
It's definitely on the sweet side. I, like, me personally, I think I would like a little more tartness. But not bad.
It's hard drinking it after an IPA, but I figured if we did this beforehand, there's no tasting that IPA.
I think we went the right direction, honestly.
Yeah. I do like it, though. This would be perfect, like, if you're looking for something kind of fancy, but you don't want to bring a bottle.
There you go.
Can.
Oh, why is it not coming up?
And this would be glorious with a cheese tray.
Ooh.
Some crackers. Not that chocolate would go with this, but I would want it on my cheese tray, too.
Of course. How could you leave that off? It only has 40 check-ins. On Untappd.
And Sutliff is pretty big, but maybe this is a newer...
My guess is a newer, because it is the low calorie, and I would guess it's probably newer.
Which to me, that doesn't taste... Not that I drink a ton of ciders, but it doesn't taste low calorie.
No, it doesn't.
Just naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm digging it. Maybe I'll have to put some more ciders on.
I'm always good with ciders.
Excellent.
Well, that'll take us to our hangovers.
Yeah.
More like beers, more ciders equals more hangovers.
I mean, that does check out.
I had the tiniest of tiny hangovers. Earlier this morning when I was knitting on my cardigan, I had knit what I thought was to the end of the row. And then returned and went back the other direction to the end of the row. And then started going back to the beginning of the row and realized that I didn't go all the way to the end of the row.
Oh, whoops.
Right. So I had to tink back two rows, essentially. Mm. It's like, oh, darn, I could have been done. And then I had to go back and tink through it all and that was when I was like three rows from the bottom of the sweater.
Darn it.
Exactly.
Because you're like so excited. And then, like,
come on.
No.
I remember doing it exactly too. Like I had gotten most of the way to the end of the row and kind of slid my yarn down the needles and then had to go do something and came back and just started knitting the other direction. Not the first time I've done that, not the last time. That's it. That's the only hangover I've had.
Nice.
How about you? Any for you?
I probably have a teeny, teeny, tiny one too. I was knitting my cinch knits, and for the pattern, I knit like so each row, I've got a magic loop, and I must have switched halfway through the row. So,
Oh.
like, one side was off. And so my plan was to do like that afterthought idea where you stick your needle through and then rip down. But then I went like way too far on one side and went all the way to the thumb gusset where I was actually like past and had stitches held. So I'm guessing I pulled out 8 rows when I only needed to pull out like three. So maybe I should have just pulled it and like counted and then picked it back up. But I mean, again, it was fine. It's worsted. I love knitting these. So
Well,
the yarn
obviously,
didn't
see.
mind.
I think I might have to add those to my list.
And I was listening to her podcast the other day. And so the version she shared for the test knit was just like a Google Doc. But she's saying how she's really excited that she's going to put on all these pictures throughout the pattern. And so it should be cool to see how the final thing comes out.
Well,
Or, no, it's out. It's
it's
out.
out. Yep.
Today,
Oh,
24th.
today?
Today.
Wonder if she might have any kind of sale, not that it matters. I would pay full price for it, but
Yeah. But it is fun to have sales. Yeah, I think she said she was planning on putting out a bunch of the test knitters pictures this weekend. So I'll try to pay attention and see if I show up.
sweet. I'll have to pay attention and see if you show
It was so fun. So I think. Now that we have our beverages and our hangovers, we're probably ready for a topic.
I think so.
Right.
So, for tonight's topic, we're kind of thinking along the lines of okay, so our goal for this year is to work through our stash. And Caitlin had bought that mohair, wondering what to do with it. So, one idea for stash busting is to hold multiple strands. Whether that's double, triple, quadruple, whatever, etc. For example, Caitlin has a bunch of yarn that she wants to use up and bought big new knitting needles.
Oh yeah. I'm really excited for that. I don't know when we're gonna cast it on, but it's gonna make me so happy.
And so, what you're thinking, like blanket or something?
Yeah, so I'm going to do my first Stephen West pattern. He has a garter squish blanket. So you're
Oh,
holding
you hid your notes again.
I did, I was sneaky. So
See?
his it's a basic garter blanket held double with worsted weight yarn, and then each edge has slip stitches. And then I look through because I was kind of thinking about it, like one of the pictures is folded over and it looks like there's like rows of slip stitches, and someone did that and I think it's really cool, so I'm probably gonna do that, like add that
Oh,
to
that'd be
have that like
cool.
kind of stripe through. And my thought is I'll just start with red held double, like two of the red yarns that I have in my acrylic. And as it runs out, I'll go through all the reds and then the oranges and I make a giant rainbow blanket.
I love
Or I might hold it with like white or black. We'll see. Because it might make a cool like marled texture to do that and heat it with his. And I looked at several and those look really neat.
I might have to take a look at those.
Yeah.
I'll probably never make it, but I'll at least take a look at it.
I would be so happy. Like it should use of my red heart, I think 5 skeins.
Okay.
Well, or is it 10? It's 10, but I was thinking like 5 or because I'm holding it double and I was trying to color out all my colors of how much like yarn I would need to make it kind of the rainbow all the way through. Not that I have a full skein of all the colors, but some colors I have more. So I was just trying to think, and I think it'll work out pretty well. I might make it a little wider too.
And that's the nice thing about essentially a blanket is you can adjust it, and as long as you're in the ballpark, gauge doesn't really matter too much.
Yeah. And my thought is if I make it a little bigger, it could be like a picnic blanket.
Oh, there you go.
And we do like to go to like there's a winery by us that has concerts, and we have picnic blankets, but they're actually kind of small, so it's nice to have something light and like big, and I think they
If,
probably would.
especially for three of you.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. It might be something that sits around for a few years, but I can work on when I just want to knit, knit, knit.
That would be perfect for that.
Yeah. And I have all of it in one storage box. So I can just, that can just be my project box.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
You're all
yeah.
set.
Sorry, I didn't mean to like hijack this talking about this blanket, but I've been excited about it.
Oh, but I've had that in my head since I threw out this idea out
Oh, cool. Okay.
there.
Yeah, so other ways, I think Kelsey's mentioned now too, is holding double or even more and using bigger size needles, you'll go through yards faster. So those are two ways. And Kelsey, how many plies, I'm reading your notes, but you had mentioned like how many is too much to hold multiple? Is there too many?
I think it kind of depends on what you're going for. I believe with this hat that I'm about to show you, I held three strands at a time.
Okay.
And that was doable. But I don't know that I'd want to go much more than that. Only, and it could just be this hat, which I
Oh,
should
it's so
really just
cute.
finish and do. I just have a million ends to weave in.
Yes.
I made the bubble hat. This is what this is.
Okay.
Using three strands of fingering weight held together, which that worked out pretty well to make like a worsted weight, essentially,
It's way
what I
cute.
was trying to come up with. And I was just trying to use leftovers from a shawl.
And they look really great together. I guess if it was for a shawl, that was all one project, that
Yep, it
makes
was
sense.
one project, so it was a good way to use the leftovers. Although I've really got to work on my hat gauge.
It looks great over your headphones.
It fits perfectly over the headphones. So I'm not sure on the limit. I don't know if there is, would say, a limit, but obviously, as you add with every additional skein ball of yarn that you add to your collection, it's going to be one more skein ball that you have to manage. And just so one more thing that you have to add in to not get tangled or to not lose, to not, to keep track of.
I think one way to kind of manage that is I was having trouble finding orange yarn for my dad's Yoda hat, and so I actually like caked the yarn together. So I had them all in my room, and then I caked them, like I had them across my bed, and kind of kept them separate while I caked them together.
Perfect.
So that helped, but I'm never going to separate what's left. Like, I'll just have to assume that that's bulky from now on, because it would be a nightmare to like try to separate it and knit it. But that's one thing to consider though, is once you have it set up that way, if you want to change throughout your marling, you probably want to plan that. Or not necessarily marling, holding together. Marling is
Absolutely.
two skein weights.
I think you make a great point there. So one of like on my list is best practices for keeping everything untangled. And the first thing is if like you plan to use those yarns the entire time. And I might rule something out like mohair. I don't think I would want to cake up mohair with something else and hold them together the entire time.
That sounds terrifying.
Right? Mohair alone on itself is hard to undo. So you add that in with something else, I can imagine it would be a
The
bit
mohair would
troublesome.
win. It would win for sure.
But one of the ways that you can manage that is, like you said, to cake everything up together as one. But if you're going to do something like marling, where you're going to change colors every so often, it's probably not worth it. If you're going to carry one strand throughout and then like pick up and add in a different color th throughout, probably not worth trying to wind them together.
Very good. Good thought there. Let's see. Some other ways I was thinking that you can use up yards is find a needle size that you knit faster with. So, like, for some reason, 3.5 for millimeters, US fours is like my favorite. I don't know. It just is. I really have no reason, but like for some reason when I see that, I'm like, yay, that's my number.
Like,
That's my
that's my
needle.
jam.
Yeah. Or maybe yours is 10 millimeters. But really, like if you're using giant needles, but you're not enjoying it and you're knitting it slowly, you're probably not actually knitting more yards for your time.
I think you're right.
So finding a needle size you like is going to help you there. And then another way I was thinking is kind of a big, like I wrote it in my notes as projects with adjustable yardage. So like when you're knitting socks, you can knit them taller. You can knit slouchier hats. You can make your fingerless mitts longer down your arm. You can knit your blankets wider, longer. Maybe turn a dishcloth pattern, like double it, or I would
Oh,
almost
like you
say
turn
like
it into a
triple it.
towel.
Yeah,
Yeah.
make it like a towel. So I could like keep going with my TARDIS and just have a bunch of TARDISes on top of each other. I have seen it where people will do like different dishcloths together to make one. But those are some ways you can really knock out some yards without kind of really changing things too much. But say you always knit a 4 inches on your cuff, maybe do six. What
Yeah, that
do you
little
think?
extra in.
Yeah. And I think I have one more idea, unless you had another idea.
Go ahead.
Crochet. I've heard crochet is faster.
Crochet eats
And
up yarn
it's because
like
it's thicker.
crazy.
Yeah, it's a thicker fabric.
I should definitely bust out some crochet.
Get out your skull shawl.
Oh, I know, it's sitting right there. It is like high priority to finish soon.
Yeah?
Once I,
Cool.
yeah, once I finish this sweater, I want to knock out a couple of things. And I really, 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 really want to finish that skull shawl. That's
Me too.
it's the lost skull pattern. And it's really cool and it's got skeleton heads on it and it's fantastic.
Oh,
Nice
that's
thing about
freaky.
mine is that it's like a, oh, it's in like a pumpkin spice colorway, essentially.
Oh yeah, it is, because it's like a lot of fall funness to it.
It'll be pretty subtle that it's skulls, so it'll be perfect for the office.
Anyways, finish your skulls because I love them and I want to see them.
I will.
I want to see them worn.
It's a
They're so cool.
high priority finish. I just need to once again reunite the project with the crochet hook.
Oh, was the crochet hook on something else?
No, it's just MIA.
Oh
No, I know it's here somewhere. I just not entirely sure where that somewhere is. Do you have any other thoughts on
don't think so.
multiples?
I'm glad I had some different ones than you. That's
Me
cool.
too. That worked out well.
Yeah.
I think the nice thing about that is like yarn is so versatile that you need to sometimes think outside of the box. Yes, it's one strand, but it could be two, it could be three. I could do something different with it. All right, Kaylin. What's happening? What's going on in real life?
Got on the bike on Tuesday, so that was really fun. Demons Alex, last time we went there, it was just ice, like solid ice.
Oh,
And at that point,
absolutely.
I didn't have my studs yet either. So the two that did stayed, and then me and the other gal, we went and went around Raccoon, which was still covered, but it was like crunchy snow, so it was better for that. It was bumpy, but it was, I don't know, I liked it. I think it was my first like over 10 miles on my bike when I did that. So,
Nice.
but this last weekend, it got really warm, and so it all melted almost. There was some icy sections, like where it usually is a slushy section. So we got to go in there and go, and I think I'm getting braver. There's some things
Good.
that I did. I went over one of the logs. The littlest one. I think it was the littlest one. I almost went out over the other one, and I don't know. I just slowed down and chickened out.
Oh, you would have had
So,
it, I'm sure.
yeah, but that's all right. It was real cold, and like falling on that ground would have been fun. And there was like a bunch of deer in there, and it was in one of the sections where we like kind of fold back back and forth. So
okay.
We kept seeing them. So that was cool, but also like, hey, don't run in front of me or run into me, please. Because they do that.
They definitely, actually, I had a friend get hit by a deer.
Yeah, that's no joke. That's not good.
No. I fully expect you to be going down to like the balance beam by the end of the summer.
I don't know about that.
I think you'll be able to do it.
I will cheer you on while I watch you. So I guess that's me. That was a nice part of my weekend or week.
Nice.
Getting better. I was excited to get back down there because like it was terrible. Even the guy that rides there every night that he can is like, yeah, I turned and I just kept going straight. How about you?
Well, I was working down in Kansas City last weekend doing my side gig and brought up a lot of feelings in a lot of different ways. My side gig can come with a lot of emotion, a lot of frustration, a lot of having to think on your feet and take care of yourself throughout the day. Some weekends working is easier than others. Some you get unexpected and don't get breaks as often as you would like. It is hard. And so that's one reality, is that you have to realize how to take care of yourself through the day, how to feed yourself, how to water yourself, how to give yourself a chance to breathe and relax. And with this, I kind of just want to give, we're getting to be a point in our world where things are a little bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting frustrated. People want to get out, you know, not only, you know, it's winter, we've been stuck inside, or, you know, the pandemic, and we've been stuck inside. We're getting on each other's nerves. We're ready to get out and about. But this, I just want to use a moment to remind everyone to be kind.
Yeah.
Take that moment to realize what you say could possibly hurt somebody, even if you don't mean it that way. I was talking with someone who was very frustrated. And rightfully so. But they took out all their frustration on me.
Oh, honey.
And I was just doing my job. Fortunately, though, like, she realized what was going on and later in the day came up and apologized to me and said,
oh, that's
hey,
awesome.
I didn't realize this was going on. I'm sorry I acted this way. Can we please start over? And I was so, so glad that she said that, because that made the difference of me walking away from last weekend going, I never want to work with that person again, versus I can't wait to see her next time.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see her again. But just realizing, you know, we all have our limits and being kind can go a long ways. I listened to the podcast The Way I Heard It by Mike Rowe. And he did an amazing interview with this guy named Clint Hill. Clint Hill was a Secret Service officer who helped guard and protect 5 different presidents, and including the first ladies like Jackie Kennedy. And so much about the interview was, yes, he's this, you know, strong front of a man. He's there to guard and protect, but he really is a kind and caring person. And just the way that he talked in the interview could tell that. So it's just like, find that one thing that you can be kind about. Just find one little thing, and that goes so far. So I'm using my time here to give a little PSA. We all have frustrations. We all have issues. Find one thing you can be nice and kind about.
I love it, Kelsey.
So, I think I want to end with that.
Well, guys, let's knit all
the things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tapped as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com. And you can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Instagram and Ravelry as Bikes Brewers Use, and Untapped as Kelsey J.
And you can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin and Lloyd. Please message us to let us know what you'd like us to talk about, and we love to hear what you think about the show. And if you like it, please share it with a friend.
Yes, please do. Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we are trying to educate ourselves, there's always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated.